Now D-U-Z Duz brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Now, here's a little wash day song for you, with a Duz trio to sing it, too.
There was a lady who didn't know Duz does best. She didn't know Duz does everything. On wash day she had a tough time, oh yes, for she scrubbed and scrubbed away, poor thing.
Yet she never thought her towels looked white.
Her work clothes, too, were a sorry sight.
Her rayon undies never stayed bright.
Oh, the poor lady had her troubles all right.
Ah, but then this lady who didn't became a lady who does. She discovered Duz, D-U-Z, is best. This new kind of soap does everything in the wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, plus greater safety to colors. And now, just listen.
Since the lady who didn't became a lady who does, she's a happier lady, and all because
her towels are whiter than they ever was, for no soap wash is whiter than does.
Her work clothes are as clean as can be, no soap can do them more easily.
And does is safer for colored things, so her rayon slips are like flowers of spring.
Yes, now the lady knows, does everything.
Sing it or say it, Duz is best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Duz beat them all with its amazing combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. You'll find Duz does best. Duz does everything. Now Duz invites you to visit the Goldbergs. Twice this evening, Molly was almost kept from attending the meeting at which she is to be nominated for city council, and the truth is to be revealed about Edward Reynolds, her opponent. First, Rosie suddenly showed signs of running a fever, which soon subsided. And then, just as Molly went upstairs to get her coat, a call came in from Jake. He had just arrived in New York and was planning to be home in an hour and a half. Well, knowing Jake's opposition to his wife's mixing, let alone entertaining ideas about a public career, Bertie rushed Molly out of the house before she learned of Jake's call. On the road to the Civic Auditorium, Ed Reynolds caught up with him and gave Bertie and Molly a lift. The trip was not without its tense moment, however, for they passed Elizabeth Neal on the road, also headed the same way. Listen.
Oh, Mr. Reynolds, don't you want to stop your car and wait for Elizabeth Neal?
No, I think she prefers walking.
Well, I only mentioned it because...
Bertie,
Mrs. Goldberg, I'm not saying anything, only I know how I feel. It's not pleasant walking alone at night.
Bertie, dear,
Now, really, Mrs. Goldberg.
I mean, button your neck.
Well, do you want me to put this window up? If there's a draft, I will.
No, thank you very much. We'll be at the meeting very soon now. I can see already the hall and the cars outside by the meeting hall. So look at it. Looks like everybody's already assembled at the meeting.
Well, why don't we walk in arm, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, why not, Mr. Reynolds?
That will be something very new in politics. The two opposing candidates waltzing into the meeting together.
Waltzing with the old-fashioned Miss...
Schlissel, Miss Schlissel.
Birdie Schlissel.
When I said waltzing, Mr. Reynolds, that was just a figure of speech.
Yes, I can see no reason why people that have two opinions should not be friendly enough to waltz together also. I mean, just a figure of speech, Mr. Reynolds, as Miss Schlissel said. But I mean, there are as many opinions as there are people. More, I would say. For every two people, there are three opinions. And almost everybody's opinion comes from what's good for them. It's only the very few people that think of what's good for everybody.
Well, do you count yourself among the few, Mrs. Goldberg?
No, Mr. Reynolds. I count myself among the many. So what's good for me is good for most people.
You know, I'm beginning to see why you've got such a strong following in Lastonbury, Miss Goldberg. You're a leader.
She's a leader because she follows her following.
That sounds like a riddle to me, Miss Schlissel.
Schlissel. A riddle, Mr. Reynolds, because Mrs. Goldberg follows the wishes of the people who follow her? That's why they want her to lead.
Well, maybe you've got something there, Miss...
Schlissel.
Well, Mrs. Goldberg, you were making history in Lastonbury tonight. First woman in this town to run for consul.
Well, then this will be altogether a first even in history.
Something I missed?
Well, I'm referring to the newspapers and the news, the meeting of the Allied leaders.
Oh, yes, in Crimea. That's very interesting if it works. Personally, I don't believe human nature is ready for a long stretch of peace.
Well, you would like to see a world of peace, Mr. Reynolds, I'm sure, with friendship in every land,
oh,
no?
I certainly would, Mrs. Goldberg, but...
Then why is it everybody thinks everybody else's human nature is different or worse than his own?
Well, Mrs. Goldberg, you will have to put that in your speech tonight.
All right, buddy.
I'm a fine candidate, Mrs. Goldberg. Not only do I drive my opponent to the meeting and get her there on time, but I even sit around and help her write her speech.
Hello? That was Bruce Hanley.
Who was that in the car with him?
Mrs. Hanley.
I thought it was Elizabeth Neal.
You can stop right here, Mr. Reynolds.
You can park your car right here, Mr. Reynolds.
Oh, no, thanks. I'll drive around. There's a shed someplace in back, I think.
Well, we'll get out right here, Mr. Reynolds, if you don't mind, if it wouldn't be too inconvenient.
Oh, all right.
And thank you very much for lifting us.
Thank you very much.
Take your pocketbook, Birdie.
All right. I'll have it.
My gloves, please, on the seat. My gloves. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Be careful you don't slip on that ice.
That's all right. We'll be very careful. I got glasses. Mr. Reynolds, I meant to ask you, how do you like my friend, Mike Hilton? Is this working for you?
Oh, I like him very much. He's an amusing fellow.
Yes. I met him in when I was in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose you told the whole story.
Sure.
Thank you very much for listening.
You're
welcome. Thank you. Come this way, Bertie. Don't slide. Don't slip, dear. This way, dear. This way. Are you all right,
yes,
dear?
Yes, yes. It would be easier to dislike him if he wasn't so good-looking.
Look out, Bertie, dear. Come this way.
Maybe we should walk back and meet Elizabeth Neal.
Oh, don't, Bertie, please.
Why not?
Because, Bertie, if she's coming to the meeting, whatever she has to say, she shall say regardless. That's her purpose in coming to the meeting. Come, Bertie, this way. Don't slip. It's so icy. Come, we're late already. What are you looking at,
Where
Bertie?
Did Mr. Reynolds go?
He went to put the car in the shed.
Oh,
come,
wait,
Bertie.
A minute, Mrs. Goldberg. Wait a minute.
If he sees us watching him...
Oh, we can see him, but he can't see us if we stand here.
Why should we watch, Bertie?
I want to see if he's going to put his car in the shed.
Where else is he going to put it?
His car stopped, and he's not getting out of his car.
Bertie.
Please, Mrs. Goldberg, in matters of this kind, I'm a little smarter than you are.
Bertie, please.
See? He's still in his car. He's waiting to be sure we went into the meeting.
I don't see him.
I do.
Why do you think he's waiting?
Because he doesn't want us to know he's turning back.
Oh, he's turning back?
Do you think he wants Elizabeth Neal at the meeting? He does not. Aside from any of the political issues, he'd rather she kept away.
So come, buddy, come this way.
Please, Mrs. Goldberg.
Look, Bruce Hamley's looking for us already.
What did I tell you?
What?
He's turning around.
Maybe he couldn't find an empty place to put his car.
Oh, there's plenty of empty spaces. He just wants to spare himself the embarrassment of having Elizabeth Neal at the meeting. Everybody knows what they've been to each other. He's turning his car around. What did I tell you?
You think he's going back for Elizabeth Neal?
I do. Mm-hmm. I'd tell Bruce Hanley if I were you, Mrs. Goldberg.
Why, Bertie? Why should I tell Bruce Hanley?
I don't know. I have a strange feeling, and I'm frightened. Why can't you tell Bruce to get his car?
Please, Bertie, please. Bruce, here we are over here. I'm coming momentarily. I'm coming yet. Yeah. He's calling. Please, Bertie, don't be frightened. Please. If you would stop reading detective stories, your imagination wouldn't be so imaginative. Come, don't slip over here. Be careful. And you without galoshes. You're only wearing rubbers. Oh, shame yourself. Couldn't put on galoshes.
Why did you turn back for me, Ed?
It suddenly occurred to me, Elizabeth, that you might be frightened walking on a lonely road at night.
This is a good place to turn your car around.
Oh, it's early. Meeting won't get started for quite a while. You used to like driving with me, Elizabeth.
You're not going to talk me out of going to the meeting by digging up old memories, Ed. My mind is made up.
It is?
Yes.
To do what?
You know very well what I'm going to tell them.
Now, that would ruin me, Elizabeth. Is that what you want?
Give up Teresa. You can't love her that much. You're too infatuated with your own worth. You're too selfish to love anyone more than you love yourself, Ed. See, I know all the mean and tawdry things about you.
What you know, you've known for a long time.
Yes, too long.
You're bargaining with me, aren't you, Elizabeth?
What do you mean?
I can buy your silence by marrying you, huh?
I didn't say that. The roads are icy. Don't drive so fast.
Frightened?
No. No, you can't frighten me. And you can't humiliate me anymore. It's my turn now.
You're pretty when you're angry.
Let's turn back.
You're still a handsome woman, Elizabeth.
You're lying. You know you're lying, and I know why. You can't fool me because I'm not a fool. Why are you taking this road?
Now keep your hands off the wheel.
Ed, where are we going?
You should remember this road, Elizabeth. This is the road we used to take when we had things to talk about. Remember?
Ed, why are we stopping?
I want to test your memory. Do you remember what I said to you on this very spot?
No.
Oh, you're frightened, dear.
No.
That's why you can't remember. Shall I tell you?
No, Ed, no.
Only death can part us. Remember?
Ed, don't look at me that way.
You're very pretty when you're scared. Almost beautiful, Elizabeth.
Let's go back, Ed. Ed, let's go back.
You know, some folks are just naturally pessimistic. Yesterday, I told a lady, does is best. It does everything in your wash. And I said, that goes for dishwashing, too. Well, she just murmured,
nothing about dishwashing sounds good to me.
Oh, I told her, you should does 'em. Does everything for dishes. Now, this new kind of soap gives you suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to hands. She only answered,
That's easy to say.
Does it. This new kind of soap bursts into suds the instant water strikes it. Suds that really stand up so you don't keep pouring in more soap. And how does goes after greasy frying pans. No more hard scouring to cut that tough grease. Well, the lady perked up a little and said,
sounds okay.
Does treats your hands okay, too. It's kinder to them than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves your hands ever so soft and smooth. Well, that did it. She smiled.
I think I'll does my dishes.
Good. You'll find does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, perhaps it would have been better for all concerned if Molly had accepted Bertie's suggestion to walk back and escort Elizabeth to the meeting. Right now, Reynolds' tone of voice carries a warning that Elizabeth Neal may never reach the meeting. Never. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Help fight the battle against waste. When you do dishes, don't waste soap. It contains materials needed on the battlefronts.